No.
Are you ready for cake?
Oh my goodness, Nicholas.
There you go.
Lisa Raphael is consulting with the future bride and her family.
So what you're trying is white cake and chocolate cake.
Okay.
With an Oreo cookie cream.
Oh boy.
And buttercream frosting.
They discuss flavors and fillings, and the bride-to-be looks at photos of design options. She points to a beach-style cake with brown sugar for sand.
Now, what are the shells typically
made of?
Those
are white chocolate.
White chocolate.
Those are chocolate shells. Do you think we should do that?
The meeting seems happy and relaxed, and Lisa's all smiles. What's not said, but understood, is that when Lisa takes the deposit for the cake, she also takes part of the responsibility for making this wedding perfect.
It's just the atmosphere that all the vendors know what's riding on their work. But it's not something that's ever discussed. No one's ever said, you better make this work. You know, the happiness of our day is riding on it. That isn't discussed, but it's always there. You know that you've got the one shot to make it work.
Some couples are so stressed that they're uptight about every detail. Others are more relaxed. Lisa says she appreciates it when couples
have a great perspective of the balance between the wedding and the marriage. If the, you know, the flowers aren't the perfect shade of blue, it's not going to ruin their day. Not everyone's like that.
With so many expectations hinging on a wedding cake, there's pressure on every stage of the process. Even after 24 years of doing this, Lisa's still anxious with each new cake.
First you stress about getting the order, then you stress about baking the cake.
Then you stress about frosting it.
Then you stress about decorating
it. Then you stress about assembling it.
Then you start stressing about whether you did it good enough.
Then you have to stress about the delivery.
Then you have to stress about whether or not they like it. So there's lots of different steps to stressing.
Lisa works 7 days a week during the summer season. It can be grueling. But in the winter, the off-season for weddings on the Cape, she gets to really focus on design. She opens her filing cabinets, which are overflowing with pictures and ideas. Then she spreads out round styrofoam cake shapes all over her shop. She's building new cake themes for the next season.
I get lost in it. I really, really, really get lost in it. A lot of my inspiration comes from, you might laugh, wallpaper and fabrics. And it's dresses. It's like evening gowns, like with ruffles. And I look at them and I'm like, oh my God, I should be able to figure out how to make sugar do that.
And Lisa has figured out how to make sugar do a lot of things. She's made cakes topped with Adirondack chairs and draped with edible fishing nets. Cakes covered in rice paper printed with geometric designs. Gleaming white cakes looped with necklaces of candy pearls. Lace woven out of sugar. Flowers cascading over four tall layers. And cakes can be chocolate, white, confetti, velvet with mocha filling, peanut butter, Oreo cream, raspberry.
I'm going to anchor it with a nice big shell.
Today, Lisa's putting the final white chocolate seashells on a beach-themed cake for a 2 o'clock pickup.
And I like to dust them to make them sparkle a little. Kind of brings it to life.
With the smooth way Lisa decorates, it seems natural she'd be a pastry chef. But it wasn't easy for her to choose this career. Before opening Delicious Desserts, Lisa worked in corporate marketing for 15 years. Most everyone in her family was either a doctor or a lawyer. She felt like they didn't understand what she was doing, even when she worked in business, much less in a creative profession where she works with her hands. But her mom gave her support. That's how she ended up where she is now.
And the one thing I say to anybody actually who wants to change careers or start something new is you have to have a cheerleader. And my mother was my cheerleader.
Once she started making cakes, Lisa's business took off. Since then, she's won a lot of awards and baked for countless weddings. But even with the number of cakes she makes,
good afternoon, Delicious Desserts. Can I help you?
There's almost an emotional attachment in how Lisa talks about each one of them.
Are you picking up the wedding cake? Excellent. I'm all ready for you. All right. Bye-bye.
And then she has to let them go.
There are some cakes that I love so much, and I take out thousands of pictures of them, and I don't want to leave them, and then I think they're going to be cut. And then there are some days where I'll stop and I go, oh my God, I work with the bride for a year. She's already married. I delivered the cake 6 hours ago. It's already gone.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Anna Stitt in Falmouth.